Welcome to the Getting the Deal Done podcast series. And today, we're going to talk about how Newton's third law of motion affects business. His third law of motion says that for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. So let's go back to Economics 101. Supply and demand, price elasticity. You raise prices, chances are fewer people are going to buy your product or service. You lower prices, you are sure hoping more people will do so, enough to cover the smaller margins. What about day-to-day business? You need to grow. You add a couple salespeople. They do a really good job. You either need to have capacity to deliver more product or service, or add machines or maybe people who deliver the service. A good example of what I'm just talking about is what happened over the last few months in the city of Seattle with food delivery drivers. The Seattle City Council put in a rule, a regulation that said these gig workers delivering food had to earn a certain minimum amount of money per hour, per shift, whatever it was. The food delivery companies like Uber Eats and DoorDash put on a surcharge to cover their extra expense that they now have. Guess what? People stopped ordering food when they saw the price of delivery. Restaurants got hurt. Drivers got hurt. The delivery companies themselves got hurt. They are now trying to figure out new regulations to fix what's going on. Quite the equal and maybe over equal reaction. What got me thinking about this subject was on April 1st, and it was not an April Fool's joke, the state of California increased the minimum wage for fast food workers by 25% from $16 to $20 an hour. Now, I'm not against minimum wage. It serves a good purpose. I don't think it should be one size fits all, because I sure as heck know when I was 16 or 17, I maybe was worth minimum wage. I was a pretty good worker, but maybe. And I doubt there are many 16, 17-year-olds now who are worth $20 an hour. So what was the reaction? Well, the Wall Street Journal talked to a lot of fast food owners, and I picked out five things. Increased use of automation and robotics. I mean, just think of the places now you go in and you order on a kiosk. I remember the first time I saw it, it was in the Minneapolis airport. It had to be at least 10 years ago. There's a restaurant and you sat down and just ordered off an iPad device. Some fired and outsourced their drivers. Some got by with fewer employees. Some changed their menu to have items that are easier to prepare, meaning fewer employees are needed. Others said, we're raising our prices. So let's apply this to buy-sell deals. I'm thinking back to a client who was doing a bolt-on acquisition of a smaller company in his niche. And let's just use simple numbers. The asking price was 100. The seller wanted 70 in cash. The buyer offered 90 with 80 in cash at closing. First reaction, the seller said, I know, I want 125 with 100 at closing. Second reaction, the equal and opposite, we'll call it. The buyer said, I can't deal with someone like this, and walked away. When you have an action, think of what the other person's reaction will be before you just go forging ahead. Thank you for listening. This is John Martinka on Simple Lessons in Business from Newton's Third Law of Motion.